Right, matters arising. Paragraph 222. We had a long discussion, if you remember, about the proposed North Island line.
No.
Sorry?
This one, yes. 2.2.
Sorry. Oh, I'm jumping. Okay, paragraph 22. Temporary on-street meter parking for coaches at Hoyu Street. We're going to have an update from the Eastern District Office, and they're joined by the Hong Kong Police Office, Police Force and the Transport Department. So welcome. Samuel, are you going to brief us? Are you going to lead the briefing? Or is Kenneth going to lead the briefing?
Yes, I will.
Okay,
thank
fine.
You. Thank you, Chairman.
If you'd like to do it in Cantonese, that's fine. Whichever you're more comfortable.
It's okay. I'm going to do it in English.
Thank you.
So, thank you, Chairman. Thank you, fellow members. Our paper is to review the effectiveness of the Hoyu Street temporary parking, coach parking, and to state the recommended way forward, which is to extend the temporary measure until the 30 permanent parking spaces available at the North Point Nest State Housing Development Site. The set temporary measure is proved effective, continues to be effective, and the effectiveness is supported by the following. First, a satisfactory usage rate. A 60% of usage rate is recorded by the research conducted by the Transport Department, and that shows that there is a shift in the operation mode for the coach park. Coach buses companies that instead of illegally parking on Java Road, they shifted to legally lager at the Hoyu Street temporary parking space. Secondly, smooth traffic on Java Road. It is noted by our police colleagues that during their daily operation, they see that the traffic condition on Java Road continues to be smooth. And then the journey time for a segment on Java Road from North Point Road to Tin Chiu Street continues to be remains under 3 minutes, and all these shows a continuously smooth traffic on Java Road. And we're glad that we can establish a correlation between the measure and the traffic improvement on Java Road, because Transport Department recorded the car plates of the coach buses dropping off passengers on Java Road to track their movement. And they can see that those buses actually go to the Hoyu Street lagering point right after they drop off their passengers. That means that the improvement of the traffic condition on Java Road is not because of a single factor, but a combination of the enforcement effort by our police colleagues and also the provision of a lagering point on Hoyu Streets. The local community continues to support our initiative, and they also supported our proposal of extending the measure. For details, you may wish to refer to the three letters written by the local organizations attached to the paper. And we are very glad that also the travel trade is also supportive to our measure and the extension. There is also a letter written by Travel Industry Council, also attached to the paper. You may wish to refer to that. And also, we have already consulted the Eastern District Council on this proposal, and we are very glad that they also supported to the proposed extension. And they've shown their continuous attention over the traffic condition on Java Road, and wish that the administration can continue to keep a smooth traffic on Java Road as well as the North Point area. So therefore, in view of all these, our recommendation is to extend the temporary measure of Hoyu Street coach parking until the 30 permanent spaces are available at the North Point Estate housing development, which is going to be the end of 2017. so as to enable a seamless transition between a temporary measure and the long-term one, and to prevent traffic congestion, which has been alleviated significantly to come back to haunt the local neighborhood of North Point District. And that's all for the introductory briefing on the paper. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Seems to have worked reasonably well. Just a couple of questions for me, and I'm sure members may have others. The paper says end of 2017, tentatively. How tentative is that date? I mean, yeah. Are we fairly certain that the 30 spaces will be ready by the end of next year?
We the administration is fairly sure, but I think since this information is provided by the transport department as they are liaising with the developer, let me defer this question for transport department to answer in details.
All right, maybe we collect the questions. And sorry, I have a second question, and that is the future of the site after the end of next year. Because if we agree to extend, we're obviously interested in what happens at the end of next year. Are we going to get a similar request for coach or other parking from TD, or can we assume that it will be returned to a use which will be beneficial to the waterfront? Thank you. Any other questions, members? Paul, please.
I notice under point 4 that the transport department has identified the use of the subject parking space with at least 60% between April and July 2016. However, I don't see any supporting data, so I hope we can be provided with the information. My personal observation from looking out the window out of my office is that I cannot believe it's 60% and from using the road, but I'm sure there is a report that justified a 60%, but we have not been provided. It's not in the annex. There's a second survey mentions under point 5, survey conducted by TD says that the coaches, after dropping off the passengers, will be moved to the subject parking areas to Lager, and that the license plate numbers have been registered. Again, it's a report we've asked for twice in earlier meetings, but again, I don't see this report in the annex. So I hope it can be provided.
Thank you. So data to support the percentages, please. Anything else? All right. Can you just respond to those points then, please? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Commissioner. Let me recap the questions. There are a question about whether how tentative is the date at the end of 2017, and what will happen to the Hoyu Street site by the end of 2017, and also about the question regarding the statistic, 60%, and the correlation. I believe for the first question, whether how tentative it is, like I said just now, I would defer to the Transport Department to give you the details. And for the second question, what is going to happen for the Hoyu Street by the end of that year, is that we propose on the paper, we are going to close it down once the 30 permanent spaces are available, because like I said, our measure is a temporary one, is an interim one, and the permanent spaces is essentially a more permanent, a more long-term measures. So after the long-term measures are in place, we intend to close down the temporary measure. And there's also another reason, which I believe Transport Department will give you a lot of more details about it, because according to the usage, although it's 60% now, yes, we consider it a very satisfactory usage rate, and it's an improved usage rate since the last review, but it's not 100%. It's not like there is a spilling over. It's not like there are too many buses. That means that the new 30 permanent spaces are available. We can see that it's still able to accommodate the traffic flow especially the coach buses flow by then. So, but I guess this transport department will give you more details on that. And for the statistics, like I said, it's conducted by transport departments, and we're appropriating them, but for a more detailed explanation, interpretation of the data, I think transport department is able to give us more insight on that. So may I introduce, let me pass the microphone to transport department to give you further details on the above questions.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Chairman. For the first questions regarding the program of the permanent coach car park at the North Point Estate redevelopment project, we have asked the developer of the redevelopment projects, and they said that the car park will be open in the end of 2017. So we will keep liaising with the developer. So at this moment, the developer said they are quite confident that the permanent coach car park will be opened in the end of 2017, and we will keep liaising with the developer to monitor their program. So regarding the survey, we mainly conducted a survey of the temporary Hoyu Street car park at the between 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. So during this period, we surveyed that there was about 20 to 30 coaches were parked in the car park. So based on this survey, we say that there's about on average 60% of the coaches of the car parking space are occupied by coaches. So and we also take a survey, conduct a survey last month that the traffic condition along the Java Road, and we observed that the traffic conditions was smooth, and we also recorded the traffic the coach plate, and we found that the loading and unloading, the coaches still taking the carrying out the loading and unloading at Java Road will go to the some of these coaches will go to the Hoyu Street car park to temporary park there to after the picking up and dropping off their tourists. So we think that the temporary coach park can work effectively to alleviate the traffic congestions at Java Road. Thank you.
My question about the future of the site. TED has no ambition to keep the site after the end of next year?
After this year, if the permanent coach park is opened, so we will return the site to district land office.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you. Paul, a quick one, please.
Yeah, a quick one. Post-meeting, can we be provided with those two surveys? We've been giving very weak responses there, but I will not want to debate and waste time on this, the quality of the response. In terms of the end 2017 for the site, can TD work with Buildings Department and the developer and see whether they can get a partial occupation permit for the traffic facility at the lower ground levels before the OP is issued for the entire property? Because I think we shouldn't wait for the entire fit out to be completed for the the transport facilities to start to be used. Similarly, an MTR station gets built and then we do the top side later on. I think that this, in that way we can speed up the release of the waterfront site at Hoyu. I hope that those two things could be done. Chairman, in general, I must confess or give you my observation. Traffic conditions have significantly improved along the road, but it has very little to do with the parking. It has to do with the fact that the police is making sure that the buses only stop for a very short period of time at a very short section of the road to get people out, and they're not allowed to wait in the area. Where they then next wait, I can show you, but it's a part of another debate.
Thank you. Please, yeah.
Thank you, Chairman. I would like to speak in Cantonese.
Yes, please do.
就住呢份文件，其實喺三年之前喺 STT 海怡街嗰塊臨時停車場用地嗰度，喺未有之前，確實北角洲華島嗰個交通情況係非常之差。咁當有呢一個臨時用地嘅時候，嗰個交通情況係有改善，因為喺洲華島度原本嗰度四條線咧，夜晚最 worst 嘅時候係得翻一條線。咁呢個係實實在在大家可以見得到。咁但係當然啦，喺 可以加现在的申请希望将那个临时停车场去延期这一样东西。如果在于地区我们东区那个层面其实我们都不希望它一直在这里延续它这个停车场在这里。但是当然现在在那个永久那个loading 嗰個地方仲未有嘅時間，我覺得係其實可以考慮俾佢做一個短暫嘅用途，以緩解翻地區而家現存有嘅問題。唔該。
Thank you, thank you. All right. Well, if you can provide that additional information to Mr. Zimmerman, I mean the proposal in front of us is that we extend the temporary use of the site until the end of 2017. We seem to have fairly firm assurance that.At the end of 17, the site will be returned to lands and we can then use it for waterfront enhancement purposes. So I think my view is we should agree to this, but as a temporary measure. Members agree? Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, members. Thank you.
All right, we're still on matters arising. Paragraph 222 this time. The last one was paragraph 22. This is paragraph 222. If you look at your minutes, you'll notice that there is a note, post-meeting note, that has been added in red. It's in red on mine, and I imagine it's red on yours. Yeah, I've got it here. Obviously, this is an ongoing saga. Whether we like it or not, we're going to have to build these infrastructure projects and get them out of our way as quickly as we can. Members, any comments on the note that's been added to the minutes? All right, thank you. Paragraph 427, reprovisioning of the playground. That's going to come back to us. They're working on a fresh design. If you remember, we were not comfortable with the design that was proposed. We will be talking about Formula E later in the agenda. We're going to have an update on that, how that went and lessons learnt, if you like. So that's all I have under matters arising. Any other matters arising? Paul, please.
Yeah, post-meeting note under my 222E. I've asked very specifically whether or not the road and the central waterfront has to be opened up for the infrastructure works, and I noticed that no answer has been forthcoming. In terms of the Queen's Pier, I just wonder what the progress is and whether any further progress can be reported in this meeting.
Christine, do you want to pick up Queen's Pier? Thank you.
I respond to the QP question.
Yes,
upon the completion of the community engagement exercise in May earlier this year, we are actually consolidating different views collected during and actually after a consultation period and to compile a summary report. So the government is carefully analysing all the views and will report back to the task force in due course.
Do you have a time frame for that? Help us a bit. What's in due course? Sorry. You don't have a time frame?
We'll see, analyze those views first, and then we'll come back when we have more to inform the public.
Can we target the next task force?
We can have a report at the next task force.
Thank you. All right.
So, Chairman, do we get a response on the question for the overrun tunnel? I mean, whether that's going to require to be digging up of the waterfront and to what extent? And if it can't be provided in this meeting, can it again be provided as an improved meeting note?
All right, let's have a note, let's have a response from Highways, and we'll attach it to the minutes. Yeah, thank you.